Blog Talk Radio.
If you know like I know, shit.
About it, ain't no need to think about it. Get that money, keep that power. No, they not the same thing. Money can't be anybody to somebody that nobody. When it come to power, super small and maintained. Money make them do it cause of what you give to it. Power make them do it cause you told them to do it. Money make you fly, power never die. Don't know why money can be lost. Power never need an alibi. You can feel the power, even if the company was built from powder. Girls kissing on the couch, women in the shower. Surround myself with kings, you can keep the cowards. Every time I reminisce, I'm repping different bitches. Blood is thicker than water, but BS is the thickest. Look, the chain around my neck, tell my life story. Born into the money, but will die for glory. Get ready for the takeover, that facelift and that makeover. That case that, I break open that gray fifth like Beethoven. If you wanna get it poppin', I can be in the team. 34 in a rocket, cause Hakeem's the dream.
Get it? They don't get it.
Ooh, we making moves. You only doing what my power lets you do. You see that money isn't everybody. When it comes to power, can only be one kid.
Said if I don't know. Hey. Nothing over skyscrapers. If I don't know nothing, one thing I know, power over money, man, and that's just like up. If you know like I know.
Welcome to WFSO Aftermath after Clash of the Champions post show. Why we was playing a whole bunch of songs is because it finally ended, and it's like 10:10. So I know we got like freaking 20 minutes to try to do all this, but it can be done. And don't forget, we're sponsored by State Farm. Go to 3220 West Loomis Street and ask for Shamar Connor if you need, like, all your quotes and information and all that stuff about insurance, any type of insurance at all. And if you want to, like, actually, like, call her, the cell number is 414-315-5018. Again, it's 414-315-0018. So, let's talk about the classic. As I'm getting out for the good air blowing through. Wait, what degrees it is? Fall like weather. So you can say that. But anyways, I'm just reading something that a friend had put up. I guess this was after the United States Championship match. No surprise, anything to get him over as a face against an international heel. Congrats, Roman. I mean, Vince. Let's put, why you hating? Freaking ride along, that's on. But anyways, let's talk about the pay-per-view itself. You had Nia Jax versus Alicia Fox on the pre-show. Finally, she's fighting an opponent that's worthy. Not these jobbers that they've been getting her and Braun Strowman. I'm surprised he wasn't in the pay-per-view. They probably gave him somebody. I don't know. It just would have been interesting if they would have done that for him. But anyways, this match actually surprised me. And she ended up being, excuse me, a very good match for the build of the pre-show. Nia Jax didn't win the match. And sorry, just trying to tell you all this and watching Ride Along. It's kind of funny. Ooh. Classic Ric Flair. Tag Team Championship match started off, well, kicked off the show at New Day versus Gallows and Anderson, and I know some people just don't like the outcome of what happened in this match, but this was a good match as well. Nothing bad to say about it, and well, anyway, back and forth match. The match kind of ended how, like I said, I'm back and forth watching this and trying to talk to y'all and just reading stuff. So if there are some pauses in here, I apologize. But thing it was, Xavier Woods ended up using the saxophone to hit, Carl Anderson with him. Big E and Kofi did their finisher. And they win the match, pinning 1, 2, 3. So New Day. And New Day retained the tag titles. Girl, ain't nobody out there.
Someone just got out of a car. That is a...
Oh. And there goes the win again. These dogs are freaking crazy. Cruiserweight Championship match was next. Brian Kendrick versus TJ Perkins, the newly crowned Cruiserweight Champion. There was actually like some moves that was in this match that were, I have to say, that were pretty good and pretty like interesting to keep me watching. TJ, I'm probably going to end up getting his name kind of wrong for some odd reason, but I don't know. But TJ Perkins retained the Cruiserweight title. And I take it from what they show, like kind of like how it ended after the match was over, that probably going to, where is it, like, they're probably going to end up having to, a rematch probably sooner or later, probably down the road, maybe the Hell in a Cell pay-per-view or probably sooner than that. The match seven series, and I can understand why people were upset of the ending of the Cesaro and Sheamus match, because you're looking the way it ended. They ended in a no contest, so I don't know if something like that has been done before, but I have never seen like a match ended that way with a best of seven or five, match five series or anything like that. I haven't seen anything, you know, like that before. And Cesaro ended up doing a 619, which is kind of like Rey Mysterio move. So I know people got a lot of, get a little and odd into that. But,
tell your listeners what happened at Robert's game on Friday at the end.
It was like about, what was it, like less than 2 minutes at the end of the game.
They clearly won the game. It was like 35-0 or something like that.
Yeah. And they ended up playing that song. I'm just like, wow, they really trying to rub it in. What more can you do? But the only problem with that game is they kept on freaking running. And it's like, I'm just surprised that Cudahy didn't, you know, catch on to what they was doing. They must have had a really good offensive lines and all that stuff for making all that happen. But that's that. And next up, Sami Zayn versus Chris Jericho. Chris Jericho did win this match, but I'm just trying to, like, think of the back of my head why Chris Jericho got this win, and is there something bigger for him to come, or is it going to be a rematch, or kind of like one of those things you're just trying to figure out, like, what they're going to do with this scenario. So it just kind of strange, and this just kind of surprised me that Jericho win, and thinking like, but y'all get what I'm saying there. Why did he win, and is there something bigger that's going to come in his way, or is it going to be like a rematch that's going to be coming? Moving on, WWE Women's Championship match. Actually, it was an awesome match, and everybody came out of the edge of their seats watching it, and what the? Cole shoulder counter. And you got the cold shoulder. This is like JBL, Michael Cole, and Ryan Saxon talk, and then you got Ric Flair.
Yeah, they had Ric Flair and Charlotte had a little spat, and they're ignoring each other now.
That would be too quiet for me. I'm like, man, I had to say something.
Even when you and me have argued, and we're in the car together.
25 minutes.
Babe, even when you and me have argued, and we're in the car together, and we're not talking, we've talked as in, look at that driver. Oh, my God, use your blinkers or something.
It's like, we have to say something. Back to the women's championship. He must be driving with his knees. That's
or
all. What are they listening to? So they got the cold shoulder treatment all the way up to nearly the length of this show. Well, anyways, it was some good spots and good moments in the Women's Championship match, and Charlotte did retain, and it kind of looked like that Sasha Banks was going to win it, but Charlotte did pin Bayley to win the match. United States Championship match. Oh, this wind is just blowing like crazy. I might end up just running out there. Well, before we talk about United States Championship match, our friend Chris Fleming had put up to anyone of my wrestling friends, which only have a very few, come through Memphis, hit up Jerry the King Lawler's Hall of Fame Bar and Grill. The food is awesome, and they even had a pre- and post-show party after Monday Night Raw on Monday. Maybe they should have something for Tuesday. Right. But, excuse me. It was kind of interesting, especially, like, when they had, wait, did they just leave Brock? Did they just leave him?
This was the only way. We were going to make it.
They left him. Oh, no. Isn't it funny if he just walked the rest of the way there or something? But, anyways, I think some people got bored with this match until, like, kind of like the closing moments of the United States Championship match and when Lana had got involved. Like, the match was okay. I wouldn't say it was, like, boring, but it was just it kept you at least a little bit entertained. Like I said, there was some good spots on this one, too, and Roman Reigns did win and is now the new United States champion. I kind of mentioned earlier that, you know, people thinking that put this title on him that will enact what he went through. But I think this is a good idea, just keep him down there away from the world title for a while where people still where some people still booing him and all that. I'm sorry, this is... Y'all get a chance, you watch this episode of Ride Along. Watch it on demand on the WWE Network. This episode... That's crazy. They lost them. Universal Championship match, Seth Rollins versus Kevin Owens. Chris Jericho did interfere a little bit, and ref got knocked out. Another ref came in, and Kevin Owens finished it off with pop-up powerbomb and won the match and to retain the title. Okay, he's catching the bus. Oh my God. Oh. That's so wrong. I bet the camera crew bust along. I bet you the camera crew probably just gave him a ride home. Enjoy your wrestling.